The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The Delphi murders have haunted the public for years, but the deeper we dig, the more things don't seem to really add up. Richard Allen is behind bars, convicted on questionable evidence at best, while glaring red flags about Ron Logan were ignored. Why did investigators shift their focus? What behavioral cues were missed? And how does tunnel vision impact justice? We're joined right now by retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program and True Crime Today contributor Robin Dreek, a master of behavioral analysis, I will say. I like that title. Do you like the master of behavioral analysis? I think that's a good one.
You know, I saw when you wrote that in this week and I was like, huh, I started chuckling. Every time you hear things like that, you give a chuckle because, you know, we never see ourselves as masters or experts in anything. We're just,
sure,
you know, living our lives, getting data points. But it is fun. Yeah. It is a great joy to interpret human behavior, mm-hmm, so we can try to understand the craziness of the world around us. So yeah, an interesting point you made there, Tony, was what behavioral clues were missed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything was missed. ignored is the word. That, and like you said, you know, we've been covering this case for a while, and it's been around a long time, and it kind of took an ebb and a flow onto it.
Yeah.
And different than every other case we've covered as well, since he's been convicted and sentenced, we're diving even deeper. And I mean, I've never been on the side that he's guilty because no one's actually showed me the behavior pattern that says he did it, regardless of confessions or motives. I put all that aside. You just look for patterns of behavior. His patterns of behavior never really fit someone that would do this crime. No. And so when a pattern of behavior doesn't fit a crime, you're looking for evidence because it's either got to be one, the other, or both. Neither is present except for a bullet that they found on the ground there. And so now you start looking at other people in the area, and other people fit a pattern of behavior that were totally ignored. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the first thing you want to do, and I know I'm rambling here, and the first thing you want to do in these situations when you might have law enforcement investigative biases, because we all have them, when we get emotionally tied, especially if we live, work, and play in the same community that we're serving, like a small town like Delphi, you will have investigative biases because you want to solve crimes. You're emotionally invested in the people in the community. And so that's when it's really, really critical to have that objectivity come in and give you that loving critic view of things. And that's what they did. They had the FBI come in. And when I saw the FBI search warrant and all they were seeing in someone else, I was like, oh, there was your loving critic. There was all the behaviors they saw that were not missed. They were ignored. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we've given the benefit of the doubt for a long time onto this, maybe to the investigators to a certain extent of, well, was this overlooked? We use terms like that, overlooked, missed, things like that. This is willful ignorance with the Ron Logan being part of this. I mean, I want to tell the audience, in case they're just catching this, I want to set this up so people understand just what happened here, and then get your perspective from the FBI on what the hell happened here. Basically, when the girls were killed, they started looking around. The FBI came in, started investigating, and the FBI took the lead, but they worked with local investigators, the state police, and the Delphi authorities, and they dug deep into this. Ron Logan was their main suspect. I don't know if he's ever truly been dismissed as a main suspect, other than the fact that he's dead. They had all the info. They went into his home. They did the whole warrant to go in and search his property for probable cause. The agent even said, I believe this is the person who killed these girls. There's obviously a lot of things here that play into it being Ron Logan. From the location of where he was, his cell phone data puts him at the crime scene of the time of the crime. He calls his friend and says, I need an alibi for this time to this time. Before the bodies were even found, the list goes on and on. A history of violence, a history of abuse, a history, allegations from his ex-girlfriend of being uncomfortable seeing him around little girls. Nope. And all of this, I mean, I'm just scratching the surface of how many things point to Ron Logan. FBI goes in, does their investigation, and then Delphi kicks him out. They're like, we're good. We got this. Our Keystone cops are going to handle this from now on. Oh, by the way, what's this silver platter you have here for us? Oh, it's basically everything on Ron Logan that shows him being the main suspect and likely at least being bridge guy, at the very least. I mean, it's crazy. And what did the local authorities do? We think we're going to look somewhere else. We still don't know what the FBI got because they're not going to obviously reveal it, and the local authorities aren't going to reveal it. So it's just sitting there. God knows what they found in that house. The question is, why was none of that ever acted on or looked into further? Tell me about that a little bit, the dynamics of when you have the FBI involved in an investigation and the local Keystone cops say, we're good.
Yeah, this is what I call all the elements of stupid are present.
Yeah.
I wish there was a great answer for this that I had. I really don't. I mean, this one is really so befuddling to me. So the locals always have the jurisdiction to be lead on these investigations, and only when it's a federal crime does does the FBI take over with supporting roles of everyone else? And so this was, FBI was in a supporting role in this. And so it is at the discretion of the locals, and the local, it's the local prosecutor is really the one that is going to say what they want, what they don't need, what they want to go after, and what resources they want to try to get. And so they're really the one that is going to be driving, you know, how they want to prosecute this case. And for some reason, again, I have no clue. I mean, Tony, some things just get so befuddling. Again, when we don't know, when things don't make sense, we've said this so many times on the show, when things don't make sense, there's a lot of things we're not seeing. There's a lot of priorities of individuals that are involved here, pain points, friction points, mm-hmm. things that are causing people shame, that they're blocking out, that they're keeping from public sight, because if it doesn't make sense, there's a lot of crap being hidden. And I'm with you on this one. Before, I'm always defaulting to mistakes, doubling down on stupid, doubling down on mistakes, you know, avoiding embarrassment. You know, when you make a first misstep in an investigation, it's easier to just double down on it because you don't think anyone's going to pay attention. But when you look at the earlier stages of this investigation from years ago, like 7 years ago, all the things that were done very properly, very good on an investigation, because when a crime happens, you take in data from everywhere. No one is innocent. Mm-hmm. Everyone's innocent till proven guilty. But I mean, you assess everyone in a whole area and you look for data. You look for evidence, both behaviorally and materially, that's going to start giving you a filter of where to focus all your effort. And all the filters that we saw earlier on were not with Richard Allen. Now, granted, he admitted to his presence there during the same time frame. So
voluntarily.
Right, take a look. Yeah, absolutely. Which, again, fits a pattern of behavior of someone who wouldn't do this. I mean, all his behaviors were very – and again, I keep going back to happy people don't kill people. People that are loved and admired by others and have good family relationships don't kill people unless there's a major, major psychotic event that happens. Mm-hmm. That deviates from pattern behavior. But in general, that does not happen. The stats don't support that. And no criminal activity, no criminal background, no anything that pointed towards Richard Allen as opposed to mm-hmm. Ron, as well as an X that says it looks like him on the bridge.
Yes. Oh, let's I want to bring that up here again real quick so everybody can see it for a second. This is Bridge Guy. This is Ron Logan. Bridge Guy. Ron Logan. So the whole story that, well, there's no real evidence, there's nothing that really points. And this was done, this comparison right here, done by the woman who holds the world record, literally the Guinness Book of World Records, for solving the most crime through forensic analysis and things of that nature. It's... Again, all of this ignored, all of this present, all of this data Delphi investigators had. But we're going to look somewhere else. I mean, and don't even, we're not even getting into Keegan Klein here, the guy who's into child porn, who's now in prison, who was communicating with one of the girls and planned on meeting her that very day.
One of the greatest things we look for in murder cases is connection between the victim and you know, the assailant, you know, the murderer. And again, Richard Allen, no connection that we saw or knew of. And these other two did have connections. You know, Ron knew the father, from what I understand. And you have this other person that's into mm-hmm. child porn. And so, I mean, just it makes no sense.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. no guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together. Because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's 2026, not 2006. Your antivirus shouldn't feel like a dial-up. WebRoot Essentials protects your new and old devices without slowing them down. It scans 6 times faster, uses 33 times less space, and it's ranked number one against Norton, McAfee, basically all the usual suspects. And right now, you can get an exclusive 60% off when you go to webroot.com/audio. Lock in the smarter, lighter, faster protection your devices deserve and get WebRoot Essentials today. That's webroot.com/audio for 60% off.